If you have a cell phone, you've most likely held it up against your ear to talk. But if you comb through the very fine print of your user manual, you'll find there's a warning urging you not to do this. Now, the city of Berkeley wants to make sure that this warning is front and center with labels on cell phones. If the measure is successful, Berkeley would become the first U.S. city to require retailers to warn consumers that cell phone radiation may be hazardous to their health. The wireless industry contends the devices are safe, and it's gearing up for a legal battle with Berkeley over the proposed law. KALW's Ronnie Cohen has the story.
Brett Bocook knew how to use a cell phone, so he didn't bother to look at the instruction manual until 5 years ago, after he was diagnosed with a brain tumor.
I consider myself a very informed person. I read 3 or 4 newspapers a day, and I still was not aware of the fact that I was effectively smoking 3 or 4 packs of cigarettes a day while I was using my cell phone for 20 years as far as cancer risk.
Bocook spoke at a San Francisco news conference a year after he collapsed in the shower.
I have a brain tumor. I had a brain tumor the size of a baseball that was literally stopping my heart.
The Palo Alto lawyer and father of 3 young children was just diagnosed with a second brain tumor. He blames his cell phone. He used to press it against his ear for hours a day. Now,
I never put a cell phone up to my head, ever. I text or use speakerphone, and I limit my time to a cell phone. And these are all basic precautions.
Cell phone user manuals advise precautions. The iPhone 5 manual, for example, recommends talking hands-free and carrying the phone at least 10 millimeters away from your body. That's almost half an inch. If your cell phone's in your pocket, it can cause damage.
There's a fairly consistent picture that cell phone exposure damages sperm.
Stanton Glantz is a professor of medicine at UCSF. He details evidence of reproductive harm from cell phones in his textbook called Primer of Biostatistics.
Well, when I'm teaching, I tell my students that, you know, a cell phone isn't good enough to use as contraception, but I wouldn't leave it turned on in my pocket.
And it's not just men, according to Bay Area breast surgeon Lisa Bailey.
We have seen some very unusual breast cancers in women who have carried their cell phones very close to their breasts, some in their bras.
Dr. Bailey took part in an environmental health trust program in San Francisco in April.
We've had 2 cases of women at the age of 21, which is a highly unusual age for women to develop breast cancer.
Mounting concerns about brain tumors, breast cancer, and male infertility have prompted Berkeley City Council members to call for warning labels on cell phones. Councilman Chris Worthington says the proposal is quite simple.
This is consumer information that people can get if they work hard to find it, so why not make it easy for them to find it?
Why not? Because the cell phone industry claims there's no need for warning stickers and opposes them. When San Francisco passed cell phone warning legislation a few years ago, the CTIA, the Wireless Association, sued. The group alleged that the ordinance violated its free speech rights, and the city revoked the law.
How can I help you?
At a Sprint store on Shattuck Avenue in Berkeley, concern about cell phone radiation seems to be the last thing on the minds of customers like Calvin Wumble, a marketing consultant from El Cerrito.
Well, I don't know much about it. I have read that cell phones, because of the frequencies, can cause brain damage and other things. So I don't know, because I haven't read any data about it that shows conclusively this has happened.
Cell phones emit radio frequency energy, or radiation. A CTIA spokeswoman declined to comment on Berkeley's proposal, but the association did send a letter to the mayor and the city attorney. It says,
leading national and international health and safety organizations have concluded that there are no known health risks associated with the use of wireless devices.
But in 2011, a World Health Organization panel of 31 scientists from 14 countries classified wireless phones as
possibly carcinogenic.
Joel Moskowitz directs the Center for Family and Community Health at UC Berkeley's School of Public Health.
If you look at the overall body of the literature, you basically see no association.
He urged precautionary warnings at a Berkeley City Council hearing a few years ago.
But if you partition the studies based on the quality of the research or the funding source, which are highly confounded, you see distinctly different patterns. There is clear evidence of increased tumor risk, brain tumor risk, parotid gland tumor risk, particularly for people who have used cell phones for 10 or more years, especially on the side of the head in which they use the cell phone.
The Federal Communications Commission adopted current cell phone radiation standards in 1996. At that time, an estimated 44 million American adults owned a cell phone. Today, there are 327 million cell phone subscriptions in the U.S., more than one for every man, woman, and child. Now the FCC is reassessing safe radiation exposure limits, but those pushing for precautionary warnings don't expect much. President Obama appointed Tom Wheeler chairman of the FCC last year. Before that, Wheeler spent 12 years as president and CEO of the Wireless Association, the same group that sued San Francisco and appears ready to sue Berkeley.
You work here?
Thank you for calling the Sprint store. How can I help you?
Back at the Sprint store, sales rep Krizia Daniels predicts her customers would disregard warning signs.
I think it's a good idea, but at the same time, it's like people are just going to ignore the warning labels. So the day it's a phone, you know, and they want the newest and bestest phone no matter what the cost is, right? So it's like, okay, I know that cell phones cause radiation and cancer and then you die, but I want this new phone now. So what?
In Berkeley, I'm Ronnie Cohen for Cross Currents.